Prince Albert, the National Joy Smoke, presents your Grand Ole Opry.
Howdy, all your friends and neighbors. Join us at our Prince Albert Show. Tune up your five-string banjo. Lay down your fiddle and your bow. Throw back the rug on the floor. Light up your old car fire. Everyone will have some fun at the Grand Ole Opry tonight.
What's smoking?
Yeah. Prince Albert smoking, yeah.
From the stage of the Grand Ole Opry House in Nashville, Tennessee, Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco brings you another big half hour of host fun, fun, and music. Our way of reminding you that whether you roll your own or smoke a pipe, you get more smoking joy from Prince Albert, the National Joy Smoke. Well, here we are at the last hitching post of old 1942. Things are looking up all over the world, and that makes us feel mighty good here in the Grand Ole Opry House, where people gather each Saturday night to get back to Earth. The Grand Ole Opry House is a big meeting place for those who love folk music, and the latch string is always out to our neighbors throughout the land. And speaking of neighbors, here comes a fella we'd all like to live next door to. His Honor, George D. Hay, the solemn old judge.
Thank you, Cousin Louie, and howdy, friends and neighbors. Before we start our Prince Albert Grand Ole Opry tonight, I want to take this opportunity for our girls and boys to wish all of you a very prosperous New Year. We sincerely believe the world will see much progress during 1943, and we're going to do our best to chip in our 2 cents worth. As Cousin Louie has already stated, the Grand Ole Opry is devoted to American folk music. We start our show tonight by introducing Roy Acuff and his Smoky Mountain Boys with Little Rachel in a lively hill tune entitled Living on the Mountain. All right, Roy.
I'm living on the mountain, honey babe.
Honey babe.
Oh, I'm living on the mountain, baby mine.
Baby mine.
I'm living on the mountain, I'm drinking from the fountain.
Living on the mountain, honey babe.
Oh, the fountain won't run dry, honey babe.
Honey babe.
Oh, the fountain won't run dry, baby mine.
Baby mine.
Oh, the fountain won't run dry, for it's coming from on high.
Fountain won't run dry, honey babe.
Honey in the rock for me.
For me.
Oh, there's honey in the rock for me.
For me.
There's honey in the rock. Came enough to feed his flock.
Honey in the rock for me.
Won't you build your home with me, honey babe?
Honey babe.
Won't you build your home with me, baby mine?
Baby mine.
Won't you build your home with me? From your worries, you'll be free.
Build your home with me, honey babe.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Roy. That's a fine start on the Prince Albert Grand Ole Opry. Brother Oswald, take Pep over in the corner and make him sit down. Friends, here's a fellow with a red, white, and blue suit on and a 10-gallon hat, a swashbuckler from Warrior, Alabama, Zeke Clemens, the Dixie Yodeler, who will give us a popular number, very popular, There's a Star-Spangled Banner waving somewhere.
There's a Star-Spangled Banner waving somewhere. In a distant land so many miles away, only Uncle Sam's great heroes get to go there, where I wish that I could also live someday. I'd see Lincoln, Custer, Washington, and Perry, Nathan Hale, and Colin Kelly, too. There's a Star-Spangled Banner waving somewhere, waving o'er the land of heroes brave and true. In this war with its mad schemes of destruction, of our country fair and our sweet liberty, by the mad dictators, leaders of corruption, can't the U.S. use a mountain boy like me? God gave me the right to be a free American, and for that precious right I'd gladly die. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere. That is where I want to go when I die. Though I realize I'm crippled, that is true, sir. Please don't judge my courage by my twisted leg. Let me show my Uncle Sam what I can do, sir. Let me help to bring the Axis down a peg. If I do some great deed, I will be a hero. And a hero brave is what I want to be. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere. In that haven there should be a place for me.
Mighty pretty, Zeke. Mighty fine. That's swell. The Prince Albert Grand Ole Opry. Rachel, trot out your great big bashful brother Oswald and hitch him up to the front post there, will you, please? Oswald has picked out a pretty song for us tonight to sing with Rachel. Looks like romance has found him at last. The number is Southern Moon.
Judge, me and Rachel wants to wish everybody a happy New Year. Yeah.
Good.
There we go.
All right.
Oh, when I see that southern moon, I want to cry a lonely tear. I want to meet my sweetheart there in the lane.
Say, Judge, you ought to see the store I was in today, full of people bringing back Christmas presents. Wrong color, wrong size, and what have you.
I can well imagine. Must be by now the folks who sell think the expression exchanging Christmas gifts means exchanging them in the store after Christmas. But at least anyone who gave or got Prince Albert smoking tobacco for Christmas is just sitting pretty.
And those who didn't get PA for Christmas would sure be starting the new year with a heap of smoking joy, were they to get themselves a handy red pocket package of this choice, tasty tobacco that's so much at home in either pipes or papers.
That's right, Louie. Put PA in your pipe and it packs just right, burns cooler and pulls easier, and it stays lit. Twirl it up in a making cigarette and you're positively surprised at how fast you can roll it. No trick at all to do it in less than 20 seconds.
And Prince Albert, roll your owns are plump and smooth and even. So much smoking convenience in PA as well as smoking pleasure. That's because of its crimp cut that makes it lie smooth and even and makes it draw even, too, when you smoke it.
Keeps it from being wasteful, too. But then, Prince Albert is economical anyway.
That's right. The quality is high, the cost is low, the taste is rich, mild, and mellow. No question but PA is a swell buy and rates as the national joy smoke.
From the Smoky Mountains of East Tennessee comes Roy Acuff with his vast store of heart songs, ballads, and sacred numbers. Roy is at the top of the top bracket in the old-time singing business, according to the Arithmetic Boys, and that makes all of us on the Grand Ole Opry feel mighty proud of him. He will sing one of his own compositions tonight, Things That Might Have Been.
When the sun has gone to sleep so tired and weary, round my heart an empty loneliness creeps in, and I'd die a million times before the morning sunrise when I think of all the things that might have been. Perhaps there might have been a garden filled with flowers where sweet nature and the world are all akin. Welcome contentness and with peace are always filling the air. Oh, my darling, all the things that might have been. How I schemed and planned a cozy, cute little love nest where we two would always find sweet happiness, where the pleasure, comfort of a home forever within. Oh, my darling, all the things that might have been. Perhaps there might have been a cute little baby with an angel smile and chubby fingers ten, and with stubby little toes that always wiggle with glee. Darling, darling, all the things that might have been. Maybe, darling, it's for best that we are parted. Round my heart and Ernie's prayer I'll keep within, that you'll always find real happiness where'er you go. I'll find comfort in the things that might have been.
Beautiful number, Roy. A beautiful number. It's the Prince Albert Grand Ole Opry. Take a bow, Roy. Take a bow. Thank you, friends, for Roy. That's mighty nice. Now, take it easy, boys, and hold on to your hats, because here comes that disconcerting gal from Grinder's Switch, a born gossip whom the beauty shops have given up for gone. We give you Minnie Pearl, who will spin a yarn, sing a song, and then go into her dance. Come on out here, Minnie Pearl.
Howdy. I'm just so proud to be here. I'm just so proud I could come. Well, sure, I'll tell you, first thing before I do anything else, I want to thank all of the kind people that sent me all them fine Christmas cards. I just appreciate every one of them. And I want to wish every one of you a Happy New Year before I go any further so I won't forget it, because that's the way I feel. I want to wish every feller the very best there is for the new year. I got a little cold tonight. Mammy said before I left home today she's afeard when I got ready to sing I wouldn't holler like myself. But I'm going to do the best I can. I'll tell you. We've been having a time out to our grinders this week. It being Christmas and everything, it went over with a bang out there. Lord, every feller got remembered just fine, and we had such a nice time. Didn't have no trouble to speak of, except my brother. Of course, he always gets into trouble. Brother, he backed into one of them there little sparkling things. Sister, she was just working one of them little sparkling things. Brother, he backed into it, just like brother. Woo, his coattails just a-blazing up. And sir, Mammy, she hollered at me, and she says, Minnie Pearl. That there's my name, Minnie Pearl. She says, Minnie Pearl says, put your brother out. I opened the door and put him out. I always mind my mammy, but it is all right. It is raining. He got put out. Well, sir, this morning, though, brother, he went down to the store over at Grinders, the general store, we call it. See, Jones, he runs it. He went down there to the store, and, sir, he come back up there. He went down there after a can of PA. He come back up the hill just to run and fit the kill. So excited. Hair was standing up, and his ears was standing out more than usual. And he was just excited, all fit to be killed. He says, his fella down there had a suit he wanted to sell. He says, it's a good suit, and it's good and warm. Well, so we is proud of brother taking the interest in clothes. He ain't never cared what he had on, just so he's covered up all over from head to foot. We says, well, brother, what kind of a suit is it? He says, well, it's a good warm suit. We says, does it fit? He says, fits just like a glove. Well, Mammy says maybe it'd be better if it fit like a suit. But brother said he's aiming to get it, so we seen he wanted it. So we thought maybe there's some feller's going to the army and he's selling off all his clothes. So we says, well, take this here money. Take this here money and say, go down there and get it. Well, brother, he went down there and he come back up the hill a toting a box, just proud as a peacock. We was all so excited, brother, getting a new suit. And so he got it up there, and we just couldn't wait hardly till he unwrapped it. He unwrapped that suit. Well, he had a right nice suit, I reckon. It is nice and warm. But it is the color of it. It is the bright red. And it is trimmed with cotton batten. Well, brother, he sure is. It'll take something like that to brighten brother up, I reckon. That's just like brother. Well, I'm going to sing now. I'm going to sing out there in cold. You are my sunshine. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when sky's gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. I'll always love you and make you happy if you will only stay, stay. But if you leave me for another, you'll regret it all someday.
Nice going, Minnie Pearl. Take a bow. Take a bow. Okay. The Prince Albert Grand Ole Opry. Pat, get up here now. Put that trophy. From down in that grand state of Alabama comes the John Daniel Quartet. A quartet that really knows how to handle sacred numbers. Tonight they have one we can well afford to pay attention to. You've got to live your religion. All right, boys.
Some people go to church on Sunday and stand up there and shout. And then they go to work on Monday and leave the Savior out. They think that they have done their duty, and to the Lord they have been true. But find when they reach the judgment.
live your religion every day.
Every day on Monday,
Tuesday,
Wednesday,
Thursday,
Friday,
Saturday, Sunday. And the pastor played around. Just dig right down into your pocket. Don't shake your head and frown. Don't turn that tube, it's over. And hug the little penny below. Or you'll find that your penny religion won't take you to the golden shore.
You gotta live your
Jerusalem did pray. So the Lord, Brother Daniel, delivered from the den of hungry lions that day.
God, live your religion.
Boys, mighty, mighty pretty. You know, Louie, the other day I saw an instant sight, a most curious collection of pipes. Pipes you smoke. This feller had pipes of all descriptions, long and short stems, big and little bowls. Pipes made of wood, made of clay, of bone, every sort of pipe you can think of.
Well, that's so. Well, might be fun to look at, Judge, but to my mind, a pipe stands only for the day-in, day-out smoking pleasure a man can get out of it. And for smoking pleasure of the very top rank, you have to hand it to Prince Albert. In pipes or papers, it's rich, mellow, mild, and tasty. Worthy to be called the national joy of smoke.
Add to that, that it's better packing in pipes and faster rolling in making cigarettes. And that it burns cooler either way you smoke it. Bite-free, easy on a man's tongue.
PA gives you choice quality. It also gives you generous quantity. While you get the makings for around 70 fine, firm, roll-your-own cigarettes in every handy pocket package of PA. Or about 50 even-drawing, one-match-burning pipefuls. So let a man collect pipes if he wants to, but when it comes to smoking one or smoking roll-your-owns either, he's smart all right when he steps up and asks for good old crimp-cut Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Here comes Pap, the Opry's crazy, contrary, conspicuous, and corny constable. Pap, straighten out the boys there and get that jug band of yours ready, please, and let's hear that tune, Uncle Eve's Got Coon.
Blowing pretty, son, blowing pretty.
Hitch my horse up to the rack, buckle my banjo to my back. Buckle slipped in a banjo flute, sing out the buckle in a banjo flute. Uncle Eve's got coon and gone on, Uncle Eve's got coon and gone on, and left me looking up a tree. Good old man washed his face in a frying pan, combed his hair with a wagon wheel, died with a toothache in his ear. Uncle Eve's got coon, got coon, and left me looking up a tree. When he from bitter this world goodbye, went to heaven to his home on high. Cold Saint Peter and Lord make room, here comes he from bringing his groom. Uncle Eve's got coon and gone on, Uncle Eve's got coon and gone on, and left me looking up a tree.
Head of the class now. We extend a great big welcome to Ford Rush, the Grand Ole Opry's High Sheriff, who has just returned from a very successful trip as head man of the Camel Caravan and Prince Albert unit of the Grand Ole Opry. Ford will sing an old favorite of many. Put on your old gray bonnet.
On the old farmhouse veranda, there sat Silas and Miranda, thinking of the days gone by. Sadie dearie, don't be weary, you were always bright and cheery, but a tear, dear, dims your eye. Said she, the tears of gladness, Silas, they're not tears of sadness, it is 50 years today since we were wed. Then the old man's dim eyes brightened, his stern old heart it lightened, as he turned to her and said, put on your old gray bonnet with a blue ribbon on it, while I hitch old Dob into the shade, and through the fields of clover we'll drive to Dover on our golden wedding day. Put on your old gray bonnet with a blue ribbon on it, while I hitch old Dob into the shade, and through the fields of clover we will drive to Dover on our golden wedding day.
Nice, Ford Rush, mighty nice. And now, Fiddlin' Art, give us a little hoedown there, Sally Gooden, will you please? Hunt for Ida Red.
Ida Red, she lived in town, wrote me a letter, she's coming down.
Ida Red, I'm in love with Ida Red. Ida Red, I'm in love with Ida Red.
The last Prince Albert Grand Ole Opry for the year 1942, but we'll be on hand with our plows and pitchforks come next Saturday night at the same time. And we hope you'll be with us. In the meantime, let's start the new year right by pulling out that great big canister of good old Prince Albert. This is George D. Hay, the solemn old judge, saying so long, and let's all keep smiling but smoking.
Yeah! Prince Albert smoking, yeah!
This program came to you from Nashville. This is the National Broadcasting Company.